This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to all the great radio stations across America. And by the way, for the next 10 days, we will be the home of the 2019 SOCOM Wounded Warrior Games. More about that in a minute. Broadcasting here from Tampa, I also get to give a special shout-out to all our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to all the Wounded Warrior athletes who are here in Tampa to compete in this monumental event from 11 different countries. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, my friend. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that, because a lot of people are trying to let that slip through the cracks, and we're just not going to do it. Now, Kyle, before I get started, I want to announce to the audience that I've had a tremendous honor bestowed upon me by the Southern Command Wounded Warrior Games that's sponsoring the Wounded Warrior Games this year. They move around every year, and this year they're going to be here at MacDill Air Force Base. That's the home base, but they'll be all over the Tampa area. I will be one of the event announcers at these different games. Every day I'll be at a different event doing something different. So you might see me at the golf course one day. You might see me down where they're rowing at the river, or rowing inside the Tampa Convention Center. You might see me at the University of Tampa where the pool is. You might see me at the University of South Florida where the track and field events are going to be going on. But I'll be around, and I'll be easy to spot for the people that know me. So if you get a chance and you can come up and say hello before I get involved in the event announcing, I'd be more than happy to shake hands with you and say howdy, howdy. But this is something that has been bestowed upon me. I am a wounded warrior from another era, from the Vietnam War era, and I was very much surprised when they did this. But I'm going to wear it with a badge of honor and represent the country as best I can, because this is international, Kyle. We have people here from Denmark, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Canada, and other countries. I haven't got the whole list in front of me, but and then all our guys too: Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy, and then the individual team here from SOCOM, which is representing everybody.
That is so cool, Captain. Congratulations on that. And, you know, it's really something. I mean, first of all, these wounded warriors, they answered their country's call.
Yep.
And then they had to overcome these amazing, mountains. And I don't know how they do it, but they just have an indomitable spirit. And I just give them a salute.
These guys and gals are an inspiration to anybody and everybody that would run across them. Now, speaking of running across things, I don't know if you caught the big story, but the United States Navy has come out and said that they have confirmed these Tippett mines that were found along these ships, the ones that didn't explode, are actually made in Iran. They found the markings, Iranian markings, that they were made in Iran. So when we saw that Iranian Revolutionary Guard boat come alongside to take that one unexploded mine off that one ship, guess what? They were removing the evidence.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, and this is very disconcerting. Of course, you know, we have suspected that Iran was essentially behind this, and now this is becoming more clear. And so what that does, Captain, is it makes us unfortunately have to consider the idea that sooner than later we may see some other act that will occur as a result of their hostility. And then, of course, the president, the United States, its allies, will have to respond in some way, given that idea. And so this is a very, very serious development.
Well, one of the principals, countries that was doubting what was going on was Germany. Germany has since changed their tune and said it now appears from everything that they're seeing that this is Iran that was behind this. And they said that yesterday, which is a monumental step for Germany. And you are right. We're talking about the international right to travel on international waterways around the world. That is one of the oldest laws known to the world, is that the freedom of the seas, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, operating in international waters,
yep.
Commerce and so forth. And so, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned Germany, Captain, because the international consensus that is right now being built, I hope is going to go against Tehran, so that Tehran decides maybe they want to try something another day and really back off of this thing.
Well, the key to this is going to be what Russia does, because Russia's been a supporter of Iran with all types of information and technical things that they've given them, and beans and bullets and the supplies and wherewithal, as well as buying their oil, because Russia doesn't produce enough good oil. They have to buy plenty of it on the open market. All right, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Who was that masked man? Who was that masked man, I say? Well, that was Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who happens to be my guest on the line right now. But I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a company that's located in Seattle, Washington, and it's a father-son company, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, the way that I got involved in this is I've been a client of Relief Factor for going on about 3 years now, and I've been buying their product ever since I first found out about it, because I live with chronic pain, and no matter what I did, no matter how I tried to do whatever, I couldn't get rid of the pain. Now, at one time I was prescribed to be on Mobic and Flexeril, and said you're going to be on that the rest of your life, blah 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 blah, because of all the things I've done to myself with help from some bad guys and some other situations, and I can laugh about it, but this is true, folks. I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones. And my big problem, and you'll find this out, you younger folks listening in, when you have broken bones, when you get older along the line, things like bursitis and arthritis set in, and I'm in the arthritis set where I have a lot of problems because of the pain. So I started out with the starter kit, the 1995 pack, which lasts about 3 weeks. You can stretch it into a month sometimes. You take it the way it tells you to take it as for what you need, and it works. It's simply put, it works for me. It's all natural, and it's been clinically tested for 15 years. And as I said, I use it and it works for me, or you wouldn't be hearing me talking about it. Now, the two ways that you can get it is to go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that great big logo link that's right there, dead center of the page. Or you can go directly to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And that's the way you go in, and that's the way you get the product. And believe me when I tell you, it's going to really help you. I've yet to run into somebody that couldn't take the product, that didn't get help out of it. And some people take it a little bit more than what they tell you, because you start out supposedly, if you're really in pain like I was, you start out at 3, which is morning, noon, and night with a meal. And then you do it twice a day, and then you're able to cut it down to once a day once it gets into your system and it works with you. So some people continue that 3 times a day, but if that's what you need to do, then that's what you need to do. But I'm down to 1 time a day at lunchtime with my meal, which is lunch for me is breakfast, remember, because of the hours I work. But that's what I do. So there you go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. We've got a situation in Joe Biden, but before I get to Joe Biden, you heard about CNN last night and the fact that they didn't broadcast the debate but for about 6 minutes, right?
Exactly, yes.
Here is why that happened. He can't make that out there hollering, CNN sucks. By the way, that is a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know what I say? The amount of press we have tonight reminds me of the Academy Awards before it went political and their ratings went down the tubes. This was our chance to reclaim our government.
All right, we've been watching the president kick off his reelection bid. He's been on stage for about 6 minutes. Within 2 minutes, he did talk about the economy, but within 4 minutes, it was attacks on the media.
And they couldn't stand it because they were yelling, CNN sucks.
Well, exactly.
And they do suck.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people there and a lot of eyeballs that probably at one time maybe even watched CNN. And you know, they're finding out that a lot of the eyeballs are leaving.
Well, let me tell you something. When you first got cable television, when that was a big thing, first got cable television, the only news that you got at the time was CNN.
Well, that's right. And literally, Ted Turner was, he pioneered this, you
that's
know,
right.
this every, you know, I remember when Headline News was Headline News, it was every 30 minutes, a 30-minute news broadcast where you could get all the news, what's going on nationally and internationally. And it literally changed the entire map of what media news was all about. But now, of course, it's a much different story, some 35, almost 40 years on for that. But the president, of course, was talking about the fake news, and the people were eating it up, and CNN decided it's time to go back to talking about, I don't know, collusion or something like that, I guess.
Well, they're doing that, too. They started that again today. They were talking about the collusion and the, the Trump Jr. and the fact that Hope Hicks went to Congress today to testify behind closed doors, and she never said a word.
Well, right.
Attorney, they I don't know if they pled the fifth or what they did, what they called it, but they answered absolutely no questions, nor should they have.
Well, again, it's the Democrats want another bite at the apple over and over again.
Yeah, I got their apple.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, but until they get what they want, or so that they can continue to drag it on. And, of course, what's different now than it was 35 or 40 years ago as well is that the media no longer has a stranglehold on framing the narrative, framing the news of that day, and so forth, for people to sit down at 6:30 at night or something and see the one newscast or the newscast on the big three networks.
Do you remember Bernard Shaw?
I remember Bernard Shaw. Yeah, he was early on with CNN.
He was a black reporter. He was very good. He came from CBS and went to CNN, and he was one of their pioneers, and he was a news reporter. He did not editorialize things. He did not stand up and try to get on a soapbox and and talk people down or anything like that. He was a news reporter and a good one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think people absolutely trusted Bernard Shaw, and I remember watching him these many years ago on CNN, and I always was struck by his professionalism, and that was something that had a big impact on me as well.
Yeah, now back to Joe Biden. What is he trying to do right now with talking about segregation and doing a complete backtrack from back in the day? So he was bragging about, well, I had made dinner with Strom Thurmond, and, well, Robert Byrd was a good friend of mine. Now all of a sudden he's backtracking.
Well, right, and there's certainly blood in the water, it would seem, for the Democrat hopefuls, you know, all these different candidates who absolutely just pounced on Joe Biden. And I think, generally speaking, he was trying to spin this thing of, hey, some of us don't agree on stuff, but we'd always get things done. So that was the message his campaign was trying to get out today.
Well, did you go out of the way to watch the first night of the Democratic debate?
I was not able to, unfortunately.
Well, I didn't want to, fortunately, so I didn't, fortunately, because I don't care. Now, tomorrow night, Thursday night, is going to be a little bit of a different story, because that's when Joe Biden is going to be in the mix, and I think things are going to get a little bit more interesting, because I would call that the, well, for lack of better words, I would call that the A-team, and here's why. You've got Michael Bennett, a senator from Colorado who makes a little bit of sense, not much. Joe Biden. Then you got Pete Butt, Mayor Pete the Butt. And you got Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris. They're going to try to differentiate themselves. You got John Hickenlooper, who's a former governor from Colorado. You got Bernie Sanders. You got Eric Swalwell, who I'm still trying to figure out how he's relevant to anything. And then you got Marianne Williamson and Andrew Yang, two unknowns that nobody really knows anything about.
Well, exactly. So, you know, welcome to the Democrat process here for their picking their nominee. But, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because I think that as we see these Democrat hopefuls pouncing on Joe Biden, literally they'll pounce on virtually anything that he says at this point. And they're looking for anything. They're scoping it out for sure. But, you know, one of the things that is going on is that certainly, Joe Biden's been around for a long, long time. He's been in Washington for a long, long time, and that is one of the things they're going to seize upon with him. It's as if nothing, in other words, there can be no history of the United States, or people thought this or people thought that, and yet we are making a better society, and we're working together to do that. It's almost as if, Captain, they want to get down to something called year zero, erase everything,
yeah,
so that they can put something in its place called socialism.
All right, and we got the break coming up. Hang on, Kyle, folks. We'll be right back with more, and a special shout out to Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning and to Don and Donna. I hope you guys are doing well. And I hope everybody there at the horse ranch is doing well, too. They got a horse ranch there. Alrighty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communication director testified for nearly 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It is ridiculous. There is no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge the immunity claim. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, is brought to you by the Geico Insurance Agent nearest you. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they sell insurance for more than just the car or the truck that you're driving, because they can help you with just about everything and anything you own, including your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, also your RV, and don't forget that snowmobile that some of you are still riding around on the weekends because you got snow on the ground out there in the Sierra Nevadas. And it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So I want you to go to the phone book, look up under insurance, and see if you can find your Geico agent listed that way. And if you can't, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and then find out who's in your area and go from there. And they will save you money. And when you get a hold of them, tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, to wrap up this Joe Biden stuff, they are now going to put a bullseye on him. I think Bernie's going to go after him big time tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, because, you know, when the Democrats, the DNC, and generally speaking, the Democrat Party elite, when they really wanted to go after President Trump, and they branded him as some kind of racist.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and maybe they think this tactic will work with Joe Biden. Because is Joe Biden a racist?
Well, Joe Biden has a long-time history. He was around when you had Robert Byrd, the former KKK Grand Wizard. He was around when you had Strom Thurmond, who had deep segregationist ties. I mean, these guys lived in that, and he was right there hanging with them.
Yeah, in many ways, but it seems to me that again, they've hit upon this phraseology, you know, and trying to bring, you know, to use that as a weapon, basically. And so we'll see how Joe Biden continues to respond. But so far, I think, especially because he flip-flopped on the Hyde Amendment for one thing, and he'll try to placate on this as well, and it's going to make him look weak, and a lot of people are going to say, I don't know if he's our nominee.
Now, something that really got weirder, Elizabeth Warren is not your average running bear, a.k.a. Pocahontas, correct?
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
She has now come out and is backing a bill to decriminalize sex work a la prostitution, massage parlors, and all that sort of stuff all across America.
Well, that's right. And that's right. She's not opposed to the idea of decriminalizing it to some extent. We've also seen some of the other Democrat hopefuls chime in on this as well. And so this is going to be I think it's going to be an explosive thing. The American people, I think, pretty much are not pro-prostitution. I don't think that they're pro-legalizing.
No, I don't want to see that. You know, who wants to see the girl? And by the way, you know what you're seeing when you see him standing on the corner, dressed scantily, this, that, and the other, in any major city in the country. You know what you're seeing. Well, now what you're going to see, if this gets approved, if something like that gets approved, is what's going on in Nevada, where they have the brothels, where they actually come on the CB radio, and they go, hey, lonely truck drivers, because they did that at night. You used to hear that a lot. Hey, lonely truck drivers. Drivers, you got 20 minutes? Come on over. You can get some company, cup of coffee, need a shower. We got showers. You got this. You'd hear that going on in the middle of the night on the radio, and it was the hookers calling the truckers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think, generally speaking, you know, we know that these kinds of things go on, but the society, generally speaking, would not want to condone this. Because they see it as being immoral. Also, it can be a trap, a real trap for women. And my goodness gracious me, if we want to talk about women's rights and protecting,
well, they're gone if they do that.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, one of the reasons we have laws in place is to help protect people. And in this case, what about the young girls who get off the bus and get entrapped into these kinds of things? Goodness gracious, it makes people so angry, as it should.
This is not a career maker for anybody.
No.
By the way, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, China, there's a report that China is forcibly harvesting organs of prisoners in their detention camps, and this is not the first time we've heard this.
It is not the first time that we've heard this, and this certainly is a major human rights issue. This has also to do, I think, not even just with Chinese nationals who may be in a camp for whatever reason, but also for foreigners, people of different of religious beliefs, this kind of thing. And so these are the kinds of things that are going on behind the curtain, as it were, in China, and hopefully when the president has the opportunity to meet with President Xi, then there will be some discussion about this. But these kinds of things are the things that we need to bring out into the open, because the world needs to react to these things.
Well, speaking of the North Korean meeting with the Chinese president, I believe this is the first time a Chinese president has gone to North Korea. Is that right?
Yes, the first state visit. That's right, to North Korea.
And I don't know what we expect to see out of that. A lot of people are concerned about it. Some people are saying that this could be a deal maker of what we're going to do with the Chinese next. But you got to believe that North Korea takes a lot of their marching orders from China.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, there's a lot of problems that have been going on in North Korea, not only with the international sanctions, but they've also been experiencing drought, we understand. And so that will further give Xi a chance to try to run the table, as it were, to tell Kim Jong-un, here's how it's going to be. This is what I need from you. Now, that's on the one side. On the other side, still there, Captain, and in some way, shape, or form, is President Trump and the Americans and the free world that says, look, if you would like to have prosperity come to your nation, this is how we can do this. We can actually help you transition from this failed Stalinist state to an actual place where people are going to be able to prosper and not eat dirt And I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, this is what's happening.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, you know, to believe that somehow in this day and age, in 2019, there is this kind of place on the planet is absolutely unconscionable.
Now, the U.S. has told India that it's mulling caps on the H-1B visas to help deter the data rules that are in there, because we definitely need to have qualified people for our technology and whatnot, because we just aren't putting them out fast enough here in this country.
Well, exactly right. And so this is something that, you know, obviously is so very important, because this goes to the very heart of having immigration and being able to build up the nation and make it stronger. And that's one of the ways you do it.
And how about this FBI probe that's going on now about what's going on in the Dominican Republic? We just found out that a Big Pappy apparently was a mistaken target. They thought the shooters thought that he was a mob guy or something like that. But apparently they got the wrong guy. They hit the wrong guy, shot the wrong guy, rather. And now we've got these deaths that have happened, and the FBI is doing toxicology reports on the victims, if you will. So I don't know where that's going to go.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's right. The family members of the deceased, they're trying to get these blood samples, I think, back to the United States so that that can be done. But again, they're trying to figure out, how does this even work? Is it because they swam in the same pool and went to the same bar in the pool, or is it because they got something from in the room and drank that? But my goodness gracious, these many deaths, and the entire Jimmy Buffett fan club got sick in some way.
Yeah.
News report on that. I mean, this is the kind of thing where I don't know if the State Department has issued it yet, but one would think they would give a warning about traveling to the DR anytime soon until some of this is figured out.
Well, I didn't plan on going before, and I sure as hell am not planning on going now with all this stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, and you would think that the government there as well would be literally working overtime to try to solve this, and then also let the rest of the world know.
Yeah.
Okay to visit.
And finally, an ISIS supporter was arrested after planning an attack on a Pittsburgh church. Holy cow.
Yes, holy cow is right. This guy was absolutely dead serious about what he wanted to do. He believed he was speaking to members of ISIS and so forth, and was going to give them targets, you know, target ideas and so forth, and talking about blowing up a device in a church. And this is just terrible. But it shows the immediate need to continue to ferret out these kinds of terrorists.
All right. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And tonight when you come on, you can tell me all about what you think of Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders going at it.
I sure will.
All righty. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Thank you very much, Kyle. And we've got our break coming up. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Highway and Viber report. Now, there was some bad weather again. Texas, Oklahoma, headed over towards Arkansas, Kansas, the usual areas. We're going to take a look and see if that's changed at all. There were tornado warnings and watches and all that, and I can see by the looks of what I'm looking at here that it looks like it's still going on. But anyway, I will be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you talk and they will hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8222 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when and I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. We're doing a little Rooster Cruising there with him. I'll tell you what, that song's gotten a lot of mileage over the years, and that went out to George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota. George doing a yeoman job again tonight, working the night shift. All right, George, keep up the good work. And here in the Captain's America Third Watch, when you hear the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, you know that you're going to hear the name Pilot and Flying J mentioned, because it's not your father's truck stop anymore. It's no longer just pulling into a dirt lot in a nice little diner that served coffee and pancakes and eggs or whatever 24/7. Now you got a place you can go that's really got some interesting establishments located in them. You can find at Arby's, you can find at Chester's Chicken, the Dairy Queen, the Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, maybe a Huddle House, or maybe a Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a Dunkin' Donuts in a Pilot and or a Flying J. And the bigger Flying J's, of course, that's all in there. If you needed it, it's there. And a lot of the Pilots are also being rebuilt such to where they're being made into a much larger facility. And they've expanded. They've expanded. They've grown just like everybody else, and they've expanded, and they're doing very well. Thank you very much. All right. And by the way, when you stop at the Pilot or Flying J, especially at this time of the night, and you hear me on the radio, you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. Alrighty. Now, a strong and organized storm system will progress from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys into the east. Now, this is important, guys and gals. You got a bunch of flooding going on, and you got some severe weather, too, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, the severe weather will have damaging straight-line winds across the mid-Atlantic and southeast, could possibly have a tornado or two in them, while the excessive rain risk moves from the Ohio Valley into the northeast. Also, heat is building up in portions of Texas, and a cold storm system will carve into the northern Rockies for possible higher elevation snow coming up for the next couple of days. Now, that's in the higher elevations above 5,000, 6,000, and 7,000 feet. The higher you go, the more snow you get. And we will be talking about snow coming up here to almost the 1st of July out there into the mountains in the west. But let's take a look at the severe weather, because there are some areas right now where you've got severe thunderstorm watches and or warnings. If you're on I-20, right now, and you're coming out of the Dallas Metroplex on I-20, and you're going east, you're going to be in that system, starting out about Longview, Texas, and it's going to be all the way across Louisiana, all the way across Mississippi, north of Jackson, all the way to the Tennessee line, and into Tennessee, Memphis tonight, Tennessee. You're going to see some severe thunderstorms developing if you don't already have them. And it's going to go right across, halfway across Alabama to Birmingham, and it is moving to the east. Seems to be following I-20 north up towards I-40 in that lane of traffic. So, again, from Texas east of the Metroplex on I-20, going over to all the way halfway across to Birmingham, Alabama, you're going to have a storm system that's moving with you. So be careful with that. Most of East Texas tonight is under some sort of severe thunderstorm threat or warning. You've also got some flood watches and warnings around Houston again, and then north of Houston as well. So remember that it's all there. And the heavy rain tonight starts out from Chicago east across I-80, I-90, and I-70, all the way into the mountains of Maryland and around New York City, around Philadelphia, around Allentown. You've got flash flood warnings in effect for the rain that they've had there, and also northern New Jersey. But the western part of Pennsylvania and I-76 to PA Turnpike 2, Pittsburgh, and all the way across Ohio, I-80, I-90, I-70, all the way across Indiana, I-80, I-90, I-70. You got it. If you're going up north on I-75, you'll run into it when you get to probably Kentucky and then you'll have it going up through Ohio, up into the southern part of Michigan. Lots of rain there tonight, and again, there's flash flood watches and warnings there. You've also got unsettled weather conditions in the central part of Iowa tonight, so be advised that some things could be going on there. You do have a thunderstorm warning, severe thunderstorm warning right now north of North Platte for a storm and a cell that's been taking its time moving across Nebraska. And in Colorado, north of the New Mexico line, where you have unsettled weather conditions today in New Mexico, high winds are coming across I-40 and up and down I-25. Arizona, northeastern Arizona, you've got some high wind warnings there. Unsettled weather conditions, okay, starting out in Utah for the mountains to the west and the north of Salt Lake City, to the mountains in Nevada as well, north and east of Reno, as well as down along Las Vegas, the mountainous areas there, and very unsettled weather as a cold front is coming across. Right now, tonight, believe it or not, we were talking about all the heat that was up in Oregon. They have a frost warning in Idaho right now, and they have a freeze warning in the western part of Montana tonight. Now, as that storm develops coming in off the Pacific coast and the cold air comes in with it, the higher elevations, we'll be talking about snow. I do believe we'll be talking about probably 6,000 feet and up. And I don't know how much snow is going to be associated with this. It depends on the rain factor, and it depends on whether or not it drops down below 6,000 feet. If it does, then you could have a real interesting situation. But again, don't need to be carrying chains right now, but keep in mind that going over some of those mountain passes, you might have a problem on this weekend coming up tonight, tomorrow, and into Saturday. Okay. So, there you go. That's the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Keep in mind, it's not your father's truck stop anymore. This is not just driving into some greasy spoon somewhere, pardon the pun. But, and by the way, let me see here. Breaking news, Iran has shot down a United States Navy drone. This is just coming in right now. The reports coming from the U.S. Navy. A drone was hit by a surface-to-air missile over the Straits of Hormuz. Again, this is a preemptive attack on the part of Iran. I don't know what's going to happen next, but we do have additional firepower that's in Iran right now. We'll have to get right on this. And Denise, when she is getting a hold of me, let's see, I'm going to get a hold of Denise and get her going on this right now. This is a situation that could develop into something very rapidly. We'll see. Because, again, they've gone after a drone. They could have very easily gone after one of our spy aircraft that's flying around. So, hold on to your hats. It's going to be a busy night. News is breaking. Coming out of Iran, they've shot down one of our U.S. Navy drones. All right, I'll be right back with more. Ms. Rosemary the Prayer Intercessor coming up right after the top of the hour. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. Kathy, tell everybody how they can get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.